Princess Decade. Teach your children how to hate, and the big wheels turn around and around. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheels turn around and around. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheels turn around and around. Turn your back on weeds you've hoed, silly sinful seeds you've sowed. Add your straw to the camel's load, pray like hell when your world explode. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheels turn around and around. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheels turn around and around. Swing your girl, fiddler say, later on a piper pay. Do-si-do, swing and sway, dead will dance on Judgment Day. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheel turn around and around. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheels turn around and around. Little wheels spin and spin, big wheels turn around and around.
Music there coming from Buffy St. Marie, and that concludes the previous show. This is Sheila Sem, and I'll be taking over the show, and we'll be together for the next hour. It is 5 minutes past 12 right about now, and it's all about celebrating International Women's Day.
And then taking that vow, nice work if you can.
We're going to kick off the show with music coming from Ella Fitzgerald, one of my favorite all-time stars.
Tell me
once a year, and every year there's a different theme. The theme of International Women's Day for the year 2010 is Equal Rights, Equal Opportunities, and Progress for All. The United Nations has given its full support to the International Women's Day, and it fights for women's rights as a major global issue. In 1910, the first International Women's Conference was held in Copenhagen, and countries around the world began celebrating the event annually. International Women's Day is celebrated in many countries around the world. It is a day when women are recognized for their achievements without regarding to divisions, whether they're national, ethnic, linguistic, cultural, economic, or political. It is an occasion for looking back at the past struggles and the accomplishments, and more importantly, for looking ahead to the untapped potential and opportunities that await future generations of women. In 1975, during the International Women's Year, the United Nations began celebrating International Women's Day on March the 8th. 2 years later, in December 1977, the General Assembly adopted a resolution proclaiming a United Nations Day for Women's Rights and the International Peace to be observed on any day of the year by member states, in accordance with their historic and national traditions. In adopting its resolution, the General Assembly recognized the role of women in peace efforts and development and urged an end to discrimination and an increase of support for women's full and equal participation. International Women's Day first emerged from the activities of labor movements at the turn of the 20th century in North America and across Europe. And we're going to talk a little bit more about all of that in a minute, but I'm going to play you another one of my favorite tracks coming from Ella Fitzgerald. I love this woman. She's just a classic. And I will be talking about other women that I think are inspirational and have set the stage for a lot of other younger women and generations, including two Canadian artists. And yes, you'll be thoroughly surprised who it might be, because we're going at least two generations back. But here she is again with another wonderful track.
of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are.
Beautiful music coming from Ella Fitzgerald. The first track you listened to was Oh Lady Be Good, and this one is titled All the Things That You Are. It is 11 minutes past 12, and we're together right up until 1 o'clock. You're with me, Sheila C., and we're talking about the origins of the International Women's Day. Now, heading way back into the early 1900s, as I mentioned, that the International Women's Day first emerged from the activities of the labor movement. Starting out in 1909, the first National Women's Day was observed in the United States on the 28th of February. The Socialist Party of America designated this day in honor of the 1908 garment workers' strike in New York, where women protested against working conditions. Moving on to 1910, the Socialists International meeting in Copenhagen established a Women's Day, international in character, to honor the movement for women's rights and to build support for achieving universal suffrage for women. The proposal was greeted with unanimous approval by the conference of over 100 women from 17 countries, which included the first three women elected in the Finnish parliament. Moving on to 1911, as a result of the Copenhagen Initiative, International Women's Day was marked for the first time on the 19th of March in Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland, where more than 1 million women and men attended rallies. In addition to the right to vote and hold public office, they demanded women's rights to work, to vocational training, and to an end to discrimination on the job. 1913 and 1914, International Women's Day also became a mechanism for protesting World War I. As a result of the peace movement, Russian women observed their first International Women's Day on the last Sunday in February. Elsewhere in Europe, on or around the 8th of March of the following year, women held rallies either to protest the war or to express solidarity with other activities and activists. 3 years later, in 1917, against the backdrop of the war, women in Russia again chose to protest and strike for bread and peace on the last Sunday in February, which fell on 8th of March on the Gregorian calendar. 4 days later, the Tsar abdicated and the provisional government granted women the rights to vote. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, you're with me, Sheila C. And yes, it is not the wrong dial. This is a special edition of the International Women's Day being celebrated. And you're with me right up until 1 o'clock. So we're going through the history of the International Women's Day and how it started. Now, since those early days, the International Women's Day has assumed a new global dimension for women in developed and developing countries alike. The growing International Women's Movement, which has been strengthened by the four global United Nations Women's Conferences, has helped to make the commemoration a rallying point to build support for women's rights and participation in the political and economical arenas. Increasingly, International Women's Day is a time to reflect on progress made, to call for change, and to celebrate acts of courage and determination by ordinary women who have played an extraordinary role in the history of their countries and communities. Now, there have been numerous themes over the past decades, but I'm going to run through a few of them with you. And then, of course, at about 12:30, you're more than welcome to give us a call. Let us know what your expectations, understanding, experience, or relative experiences to International Women's Day is. So you can give us a call at 12:30. The number is 604-822-2487. Right about now, a little rundown about what the themes have been in the past. Now, of course, we can start with this year, because this year's is quite a strong point. It is the equal rights, equal opportunity, and progress for all women. But going back to 1975, the first International Women's Day celebrated by the United Nations. 1996, celebrating the past, planning for the future was the theme. 1997, Women at Peace Table. 1998, Women and Human Rights. extended to the new millennium in the year 2000, Women Uniting for Peace. 2001's theme was Women and Peace, Women Managing Conflict. The 2002 theme for the International Women's Day was Afghan Women Today, Realities and Opportunities. In 2003, the Gender Equality and the Millennium Development Goal was the theme for that year. In 2003, Gender Equality and Millennium Development Goals. In 2004, Women and HIV/AIDS. In 2005, Gender Equality Beyond 2005, Building a More Secure Future. In 2006, the theme was Women in Decision Making. In 2007, Ending Impunity with Violence Against Women and Girls. In 2008, the theme was Investing in Women and Girls. In 2009, Women and Men United to End Violence Against Women and Girls. And in 2010, of course, it's Equal Rights, Equal Opportunities and Progress for All. I'm going to give you another musical masterpiece from one of Canada's artists. Female, of course, because we are celebrating International Women's Day. But we are in Canada, so Canadian music it is. And although she does not require any introduction, I will give you a little bit of introduction, and I will talk a little bit about her background after the music. So here comes Joni Mitchell with the song Cactus Tree.
So busy being
Music from Joni Mitchell there, and we continue with a little bit of background on the history of International Women's Day. It is 12:30. If you would like to give us a call and share your opinions and thoughts on International Women's Day, you're more than welcome to do that. It's 604-822-2487. Meanwhile, we shall continue with a little bit of news about the International Women's Day. Right about now, I am going to tell you a little bit about the artist I just played, Joni Mitchell. She was born in Canada. I didn't know this until I was doing my research for the show today. Talking about Joan Mitchell, that was the name she was known for, known as, currently too. And she was actually born in Fort McLeod in Alberta, Canada, on November the 7th, 1943. Her full name, birth given name, was Roberta Joanne Anderson. And she was stricken by polio at the age of 9. While recovering in a children's hospital, she began her performing career by singing to the other patients. After later teaching herself to play guitar and at the aid of Peter Seeger's instruction book, she went off to art college and became a fixture on the folk music scene around Alberta. After relocating to Toronto, she married folk singer Jack Mitchell in 1965 and began performing under the name Joni Mitchell. A year later, the couple moved to Detroit in Michigan, but soon separated. Joni remained in the Motor City, however, and won significant press acclaim for her burgeoning songwriting skills and smoky distinctive vocals, leading to a strong high-profile performance in New York. There she became a cause célèbre among the media and other performers. After she signed with Reprise Records in 1967, David Crosby offered to produce her debut record, a self-titled acoustic effort that appeared in the following year. Her songs also found great success with other singers. In 1968, Judy Collins scored a major hit with Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now, while Fairpoint Convention covered Eastern Rain and Tom Rush recorded The Circle Game. To all of her outside exposure, Joni Mitchell began to earn a strong cult following by 1969. Her sophomore effort, Cloud, reached the number 40 in the top 40 charts, while in 1970, Ladies of the Canyon sold even better with strength of the single Big Yellow Taxi. And that's a little bit of background for you for one of the women we are celebrating today on the International Women's Day, Joni Mitchell, who was born in Alberta, Canada. The next lady we are going to celebrate out of Canada once again is Anne Murray. By the time Anne was 7 years old, she was singing all the time. For for over 30 years, her unique voice and heartwarming style have made her a household name. She laid the way for a generation of Canadian divas who have also conquered the world, such as Celine Dion, Shania Twain, K.D. Lang, Alanis Morissette, Sarah McLachlan. They all followed in her footsteps. She was titled, uniquely, Canada's Songbird, Anne Marie. I'll be playing you a track from her in a minute. Just a little bit about her, too. Maura Anne Marie was born on June the 20th in 1945 in a small coal mining town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. Her father, James Carson Murray, was the town doctor, and her mother, Marion, was a registered nurse who decided to focus her life on raising her family. So music from Anne Marie of Nova Scotia, Canada, coming up next. The track I'm going to play from Anne Marie is titled Make the World Go Round.
these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see. Just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you love somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
Beautiful music coming from Anne Murray, one of Canada's leading forces, I would say, in influencing today's generation of musicians. Just a little recap if you just missed that. Anne Murray was born on June the 20th, 1945, in a small coal mining town in Springfield, Nova Scotia, from a father who was a doctor and a mother who was a registered nurse. And she was quoted as saying, "As far back as I can remember, I sang. The first time I became aware that I could sing, maybe a little better than others, I was driving a car. I was 9 years old. And I was singing along to the radio. My aunt-to-be was in the front seat, and she turned to my mother and said, 'My Marion, she has a beautiful voice.' I later found out that Aunt Kay was tone deaf, but I guess it didn't mean she couldn't detect a beautiful talent. I often think that perhaps the reason I became a successful singer was that I couldn't detect talent. As a kid, I could never do anything as well as my brothers, but I wanted to do something better than they did." Quarter to one is your time. And I'm going to go to France this time. We've done two musicians from Canada of influence. Now we're going to do a little cover, shall we say, of Nadia Juliette Boulanger. I hope hope I pronounced that correctly. She was born in 1887 in Paris, France. And she died in 1979 in Paris. French music teacher and conductor. Having studied composition with Charles-Marie Widor between 1844 and 1937 and Gabrielle Fauré, she stopped composing in her 20s after the death of her sister, Lily, who was also a composer, and devoted the rest of her life to conducting, playing the organ and teaching at the École Normale between 1920 and 1939 at the Paris Conservatoire from 1946 and especially the American Conservatory at Fontainebleau from 1921. She became the most celebrated composition teacher of the 20th century. Her many students include Aaron Copland, Roy Harris, Darius Milhaud, Virgil Thompson, Elliot Carter, Leonard Bernstein, and Philip Glass. Her sister was also a composer between 1893 and 1918, wrote remarkable amount of vocals and other music, and was the first woman composer to win the Prix de Rome in 1913. In those days, that was very, very, very unusual. As a child, Boulanger was initially repelled by music, but gradually became more interested. Her father retired from the conservatory in 1895 and devoted himself to teaching his daughter. In 1904, not yet 17 years of age, Boulanger took her first prize in organ, piano accompaniment, fugue and composition. A few days before the award ceremony, she had earned her first money as a professional musician at the tender age of 17, playing the organ for the primary class presentation at the Trocadéro Palace with the President of the French Republic in audience. Next artist, I have already played two of her songs, but I'm going to play you another song before I talk about her. We are celebrating International Women's Day, and I'm paying tribute to some of the women that spearheaded the movement for the success of Music Foundation that we know today for women. Music coming from Ella Fitzgerald. The title of that track, Come Rain or Come Shine.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in. Thank you.
beautiful music taken from Ella Fitzgerald, the Songbooks. And this is from the Silver Collection called The Verve, Ella Fitzgerald, The Songbook. We continue with our International Women's Day special programming, paying tribute to musicians that have spearheaded today's musicians. Now, a little bit about the lady that I've just played, Ella Fitzgerald. She was born Ella Jane Fitzgerald, and she was born in Newport on April the 25th in 1917. Her father, William, and mother, Temperance, parted ways shortly after birth. Together, Tempe and Ella were the Yonkers, and why? Where they eventually moved with Tempe, longtime boyfriend Josephine De Silva. Ella's half-sister Frances was born in 1923, and soon she began referring to Joe as her stepfather. To support the family, Joe dug ditches. Ella worked as a runner for a local gambler, picking up their bets and dropping off money. Their apartment was in a mixed neighborhood where Ella made friends very easily. She considered herself more of a tomboy and often joined the neighborhood games of baseball. Sports aside, she enjoyed dancing and singing with her friends. And even some evenings, they would take the train into Harlem and watch various acts at the Apollo Theater. Those are things you definitely did not know about Ella Fitzgerald. One of the best, most influential all-time African-American artists. As we come towards the close of the International Women's Day special edition, a little bit about a little bit of news from the Government of Canada in support of the International Women's Day. They have announced that there are two new projects that they will benefit Canadian women through the promotion of economic security, leadership, and participation in the democratic process. The statement was announced today by the Honorable Helena Gerges, Minister of State. Women of all age will benefit when they have the confidence and tools to succeed. The two projects announced today will help more women with the skills and knowledge and confidence to participate fully in their families, their communities, and Canadian society. This is one more thing to celebrate on International Women's Day. The two projects to receive funding are the Federation of Canadian Municipalities, which will receive $361,265 for its national project. That is the Women in Municipal Government National Program. And the second program is the National Initiative for the Care of the Elderly, which will receive $390,277 for its national project, Older Women and Financial Literacy, Bringing the Income Gap. On behalf of the Federal of Canadian Municipalities, she thanked the Status of Women Canada and Minister Gerges for supporting FCM's new national program and increasing women's participation in municipal government. This statement was issued, of course, by Pam McConnell, Toronto Councillor and Chair of the FCM Standing Committee. Minister Gerges also pointed to another national initiative receiving funding from the Women's Programme of Status of Women Canada. Support from our government has enabled the creation of an inclusive and democratic virtual network of women working to host the 2011 Women's World Forum. The forum, which will represent diversity of Canadian women, will emphasize outreach to Aboriginal, Francophone and immigrant women, as well as women who are isolated or marginalized. International Women's Day is March the 8th. Today, this year's International Women's Week celebrations run from the 7th, yesterday, March, until the 13th of March. Canada's theme, Strong Women. And with that, we conclude today's special edition. From me, Sheila Sem, I hope you enjoyed it. You've learned a thing or two about International Women's Day. I'm going to leave you with one last song. And it's music from Canadian Anne Murray, Confessions.
From my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see. Just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you love somebody new, let me find a new love too. Take these chains from my heart and set me free.
College presents a series of lectures by Olympic critics, organizers, and academics highlighting many of the negative impacts of the Olympic Games. Vancouver will soon host the 2010 Winter Olympics.